Holos Rusinjev Amerika.
Dobri večer, dame i panove, i vitajte na relaciju Holos Rusinjev Amerika. Prihodimo, ko vam kaže nedilju, na stanicu Rusin FM, vaše rusinske radio, o 5:15 godine u Pittsburghu, a 5:10 godine u Prijašovi. Ja jem Din Poloka, a dneska je nedilja 20. februara 2022. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Holos Rusinjev Amerika, Voice of Rusins in America, the Carpatho Rusin Society Heritage Program, brought to you each and every Sunday at 3:30 p.m. Eastern, 9:30 p.m. Central European Time, here on Rusin FM, your Rusin radio station. Archived on our media page, c-rsmedia.org. I'm your host, Dean Poloka, and today is Sunday, February 20th, 2022. Before we start today's broadcast, I would like to wish a very happy birthday to good friend of mine and fellow broadcaster here on Rusin FM, Anna Kuzmiakova. Anna was born February 17th in Stranyani, which is a Rusin village west of Stara Lyubovnya in Spish County. After graduating from college in Prešov, she taught in Jakubiane, then went to Prešov, where she worked for the editorial office of the Ukrainian, back then, newspaper Nove Zhitya. After the establishment of Rusinska Obroda in 1991, she worked for the publications there, Narodne Novinka and Rusin Magazine, being longtime editor of those publications. From 2001 to 2006, she was president of Rusinska Obroda, where she organized numerous cultural events for Rusins, then founded the newspaper Info Rusin. She's a very good friend of mine. When I studied in Slovakia in 1993 and 1994, she was part of the Rusinska Obroda and the newspaper there, and helped me a lot finding research materials, books, setting me up with the different dance groups in Prešov and elsewhere. So happy birthday, Anna Kuzmiakova. For you, we have a Mnohaya Lita, followed by a Hutsu number. No.
Blahaya, 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 Blahaya.
Even though this broadcast is sponsored by the Carpatha Russian Society, we need your support, ladies and gentlemen, to help keep us on the internet. Once again, we will be sponsoring two special Easter broadcasts, the first one on Sunday, April 17th, and the second one on Sunday, April 24th. If you would like to sponsor one of these two special Easter broadcasts, or would like to make a donation, please get in touch with me, Dean Paloka, at area code 412-877-9351. 412-877-9351. Or you can send me some email at this address, dean.paloka@gmail.com. dean.paloka@gmail.com. Next, we go to two of my favorite singers, good friends of mine as well, Maria Machoshkova and Anna Porachova with Pila Ya Palinku, I Was Drinking the Booze, and Chia Vina Matanina.
Pila Ya Palinku, Ishi Budu Piti. Pila Ya Palinku, Ishi Budu Piti. Mamu Ja Dobroho, Ne Bude Ya Piti. Стима
On today's Historic Focus, we commemorate the 77th anniversary of the raising of the flag on Iwo Jima by photographer Joe Rosenthal this Wednesday, the 23rd of February. One of the flag raisers was American hero and Russian immigrant Mikhail Strenk, who was born in Oryabinna, Spiš County, and raised in Franklin Borough just east of Johnstown, Pennsylvania. The photo itself is iconic and consists of six United States Marines raising the United States flag atop of Mount Suribachi during the Battle of Iwo Jima in the final stages of the Pacific War during World War II. It was first published in Sunday newspapers and has been reprinted thousands of times since then. The photo was later used for the construction of the Marine Corps War Memorial in 1954, which was dedicated to honor all Marines who died in service since 1775. This memorial is located in Arlington Ridge Park, which is near the Ord Weitzel Gate to Arlington National Cemetery. The photograph has come to be regarded in the United States as one of the most significant and recognizable images of World War II. The flag raising occurred early in the afternoon after the mountaintop was captured and a smaller flag was raised on top that morning. Three of the six Marines in that photograph, Sergeant Mikhail Strenk, Corporal Harlan Block, and Private First Class Franklin Soucy, were killed in action during the battle. Three other Marines in the photograph were Private First Class Ira Hayes, Harold Schultz, and Harold Keller. All of the men served in the 5th Marine Division on Iwo Jima. Sergeant Strenk took part in the 2nd Battalion, 28th Marines Amphibious Assault Landing on Green Beach at the southern part of Iwo Jima near Mount Suribachi on February 19, 1945. The mission of the 28th Marines that day was to isolate Mount Suribachi, which it accomplished. The next day, the regiment secured the southern end of the island. Their mission afterwards was to capture Mount Suribachi. After heavy opposition, the 28th Marines surrounded the mountain by the evening of February 22nd. Even though a first flag was raised on Mount Suribachi, in order for the American flag to be seen by the thousands of Marines fighting on the other side of the island, where most of the Japanese soldiers were also located, it was decided that a larger flag should replace the battalion's flag. Sergeant Strenk was ordered to ascend Mount Suribachi with three Marines from his rifle squad in 2nd Platoon and raise the replacement flag. On February 28th, Sergeant Strenk and Easy Company moved northward. Fighting was heavy, and both the Japanese and American forces were taking heavy casualties. On March 1, 1945, Sergeant Strenk's rifle squad came under heavy fire and took cover. While forming a plan of attack, he was killed by friendly artillery fire. The shell that killed him was almost certainly fired from offshore by an American ship. Sergeant Strenk and other Marines killed in action from the 28th Regiment were buried in the 5th Marine Division Cemetery. On January 13, 1949, Sergeant Strenk's remains were reinterred in Grave 7179, Section 12 of Arlington National Cemetery. May Sergeant Strenk be remembered as a national hero, and may his memory and the memories of all those who sacrificed their lives during the Battle of Iwo Jima be eternal. Vichnaya ich pamyat.
Oh. mind. They had a plan to stay strong in time.
I'm a 20-year-old pharmacy major at Wilkes University, and I like to stay involved in as many activities as I can. So I received a GCU scholarship for the best essay last year. The word fraternal for me means family and friendship.
Very good organization, very family-oriented. When I participate in these tournaments, a lot of my wife's relatives go to them, and we have a nice family get-together with. Other things is there's investments you can get into, and we have used them probably for the last 25 years.
I think that the GCU is a wonderful place for families to be close.
GCU for life, GCU.
Fraternally yours.
For more information on member benefits such as life insurance, annuities, and Medicare supplement plans that the GCU offers, please give them a call toll-free at 1-800-722-4428. You can also check out all of their rates and products online by logging onto their webpage, GCUUSA.com. GCUUSA.com. Or give them a call toll-free at 1-800-722-4428. That's the GCU, 1-800-722-4428. The University of Pittsburgh will this year again have a virtual Spring Festival of the Egg. This is a cultural celebration of spring. It is free and it is virtual, a family-oriented event welcoming the coming of spring in many ethnic traditions, as featured by members and friends of the Nationality Room committees at the University of Pittsburgh. Videos will include egg decorating, palm weaving demonstrations, ethnic cooking demonstrations, the Festival of Colors, ethnic recipes, butter lamb carvings, and much more. This is sponsored by the University of Pittsburgh, as well as the Polish Nationality Room Committee, the Nationality Room Committees, Polish Falcons, and the Carpatho-Russian Society. This will take place Sunday, March 20th, from 9 a.m. until 11:59 p.m. And to register for this event, again, it is virtual, you need to go to this address, calendar.pitt.edu, and look up Sunday, March 20th, 2022 Virtual Spring Festival of the Egg. So that is Sunday, March 20th, 9 a.m. to 11:59 p.m., and that is the 2022 Virtual Spring Festival of the Egg, University of Pittsburgh virtual event. Go to calendar.pitt.edu and look up Sunday, March 20th.
Тумаш, милый, жемчий вир,
The Carpatho-Russian Society's Heritage Store is offering two books on special right now that the profits will be going to fund more books in the future. Go to c-rs.org and click on Heritage Store. The two books that we're talking about are Wooden Churches of the Russians and In the Footsteps of Our Ancestors. Both were written by Michelle Parvensky. And the first one, Wooden Churches of the Russians. There are 500-year-old wooden churches that bear witness to Russian cultural and religious life. The book is bilingual in English and Russian with many documentary photos in color. The second one is In the Footsteps of Our Ancestors. Here, Michelle gives a great insight into the lives of Russians in Eastern Europe through the documented travels and interviews. She traveled through Lemkovina, the Prešov region, Zakarpattia, Romania, Hungary, and Vojvodina. So those are the books, Wooden Churches of the Russians and In the Footsteps of Our Ancestors. Go to our Heritage Store, c-rs.org, and click on Heritage Store for more information. They are $60 for the two books. Shipping is free and orders ship immediately. c-rs.org and click on store. c-rs.org and click on store. Thank you for joining me today on Holosa Rusinu America, Voice of Russians in America, the Carpatho-Russian Society Heritage Program. Join me again next Sunday at 3:30 p.m. here on Russin FM, your Russin radio station, for another broadcast. If you would like to listen to any of our archives, please visit our media page, c-rsmedia.org, c-rsmedia.org, or you can visit our parent site, the Carpatho-Russian Society, at c-rs.org. c-rs.org, or listen to Russin FM any time of the day or night. Download it on your smartphone, the app, or go to your computer and log in russin.fm. russin.fm. We'll see you all next Sunday. Trimajtesya krasna tyzden. Z Bohom. Вірне любування, а не я не знала, що таке визнання, мене научило вірне любування, а чому все дуже ой не тримала, на гамбурчку куча мала, наличко маляля, чом би у себе боже. Yeah.
Voz Rusinju Amerika.